sensing this danger. This is the greatest showman. He is floating on air now.
He's going to send it back.
Dawn. Bang. Down he goes.
They love it.
Welcome to the program. The last week of home and away matches has provided much intrigue leading into the finals next weekend. The final round saw changes to the AFLW ladder, which allowed Essendon to participate in finals footy with an emphatic win over the Carlton Blues. And although Richmond lost to Hawthorn, they stayed in the seventh position, while Hawthorn secured second on the ladder. The question remains, who is going to beat North Melbourne for the premiership after they went the entire season without being defeated and finishing on top of the ladder? The last week on Friday evening, Adelaide managed to hold back a determined Geelong to win by a narrow margin of 4 points. On Saturday, Melbourne put on a strong show, hoping to make the finals but missed out, although they beat Wooden Spooners Collingwood by 47 points. Sydney demolished the West Coast by 46 points, while North Melbourne crushed the Gold Coast by 63 points and finished the regular season undefeated. Essendon easily accounted for Carlton by 36 points and gained a final spot. And on Sunday, Brisbane beat St Kilda by 27 points. Hawthorn rolled over Richmond with 4 goals in the last quarter to win by 23 points. And Fremantle accounted for the Western Bulldogs by 14 points. The real thriller for the week, however, came from Alberton Oval in South Australia, as Port Adelaide just did enough to beat the GWS Giants by a solitary point. I am Rajbir Kuman and you are with the Multicultural AFLW Footy Show. Hello, Liz. Hello, George.
Hi. Hello,
hello
guys.
Everybody.
Hello.
George, it was a good end to the AFLW home and away season with some surprising results, disappointments and one nail-biting finish in Adelaide. What are your thoughts, please?
Yes, the season has come to an end for many players. We have some retirements, some champions leaving the game, but as you touched on, some close games, some blowouts. But the round kicked off with Adelaide taking on Geelong. Geelong was sitting outside of the eight, of course. They were desperate for a miracle. It was going to be a very long shot, and as it turned out, Adelaide put pay to their finals aspirations. Some great individual performances. So Adelaide, they've locked in fourth place. 4-point win, a very hard-fought victory. They were down by 14 points at half-time and worked really well, worked really strongly in the second half. They only kicked 1.5 until half-time, so it was a really good effort to obviously establish a winning lead. And the Cats themselves could only score 3 behinds in the second half. So a great defensive effort by Adelaide.
Yeah. Well, this game featured an exciting matchup between Geelong's informed forward Ashley Maloney against Crockett defender Zoe Prowse. I'd say Prowse won that battle as she kept Maloney goalless. And after kicking a career-high 6 last week, but Maloney still contributed with 3 score involvements. While Geelong midfielder Nina Morrison made it to her 50th game, but it has been a tough journey for the 23-year-old. She ruptured her ACL twice in her first 2 seasons.
Yeah, and then we have Melbourne versus Collingwood, George.
Yes, Melbourne, they too had hope of making the 8. They were, of course, going to rely on other results.
Which but is they always... were watching the other 2 games.
Yeah, it's not a good situation when you have to rely on other teams. You want to be able to control your own destiny. Melbourne took on Collingwood, a very disappointing Collingwood, and Melbourne just thrashed a hapless Collingwood. Superb first half, 7-3 to 2-2. So they established a commanding 31-point lead at half-time. And the Collingwood Footy Club, they take out the Wooden Spoon, their worst performance in their history. Melbourne, unfortunately for them, were hopeful by the end of the weekend they would sneak into the 8. Didn't turn out that way, Liz.
No. Melbourne winger Aliza McNamara was on fire in the first half and with 21 disposals, including 9 contested and 6 tackles. The Pies paid her more attention in the second half, but she still finished with 32 disposals. While this match marked the retirement of inaugural Collingwood defender Stacey Livingstone.
Yeah, it was a Melbourne forward. They shown that night. And moving on to the next one, Sydney Swans versus West Coast Eagles. Swans surprised everyone, George, with this one.
Yes, they had a good turnout at Hanson Park in Marrickville. A dominant first half, a particularly first quarter, by Bella Smith, kicking five goals. So she certainly had her kicking boots on. They came into this match having lost six in a row. So it's now five losses in a row for the West Coast Eagles. So Daisy Pearce has found it really hard work this year. Wasn't quite the terrific end to the season. Certainly started off really, really impressively.
Absolutely.
But the Swans ending up 15th and the Eagles 13th, so both sides having a lot to reflect on. But a good win in the end for the Swans, just to have something positive to look back on.
True, true. I would say an exciting highlight in this game was when Dynamic West Coast forward Michaela Weston went coast to coast. She burst from contest inside her defensive 50-metre and gave perfect pass for this one.
Yeah, and North Melbourne versus Gold Coast Suns. North Melbourne, they are undefeated, we all know. Their forwards are so terrific. Once they get the ball, they just don't lose the chance. They had 51 inside 50 entries, so that was just brilliant. What do you think of this game?
Yeah, look, North Melbourne, I'm surprised they didn't actually rest any plays. They went at this match full throttle.
Quite surprising.
They've secured top spot. And they go down, they've made history. They're the second team ever to go undefeated in the entire home and away season. So
that's a good
fantastic effort. So they dominated this match, winning by 63 points. So a great tune-up for the finals. Alice O'Loughlin, career high, four goals. Liz, I'm sure you have some stats.
Yes, I have. Well, actually, you already covered that one. Well, you mentioned, you touched base about North won the minor premiership with this result and became only the second team in AFLW history to finish a home and away season unbeaten, joining Brisbane in the 2017 season.
Yeah, and Essendon, the important game for Essendon it was, and they had the win by beating Carlton by 36 points. It was a slow game initially, and Carlton at some stage looked like they could have this win, but then Essendon's midfielders were really strong. They were so good, and you know, with their foot movements to pass the ball in their inside 50. So that was a brilliant performance.
It was, and they've broken Melbourne's hearts with that win. Of course, there was just a glimmer of hope for the Demons, but Essendon, with a little bit of pressure coming into this match, suffered an injury to a really key player, Bonnie Toogood.
Yes.
She injured her ankle at quarter time. She was very prominent until that point. Carlton themselves had two players pull out at the last moment, which made their life a lot difficult, Mimi Hill and Abby Mackay. So Essendon won it in that third quarter, kicking three goals, one, and kept the Blues to one behind. So a dominant attacking display, but equally a dominant defensive display, Liz.
Yeah, true. Well, both teams both have injuries. You mentioned about them, they're each of them, like Mackay and someone who had and Bonnie Toogood as well. So both injured.
Yep. Well, an important finish by Essendon. Thank you, guys, and we will be back shortly after this break with more AFLW reviews and our special Spanish segment. See you on the other side. Welcome back to the program. We continue with the AFLW's home and away reviews. Liz, take us through the rest of round 10 results, please.
Okay. Well, let's start with Saint recruit Paige Strudgent. Kicked her first AFLW goal from 50-metre penalty. She had been given the role to limit Brisbane spearhead Dakota Davidson. And the penalty was awarded to her after one of their lively contests. This match also marked the retirement of inaugural AFLW player, Steve Kenoci.
Is that Steve Kiyochi?
Yeah, Kiyochi. Right. And she was unable to play this year due to ACL injury. And also, too, by the end of this game, Brisbane Talis Smith had drawn level with Geelong's Aisling Maloney on 21 goals for the season.
This was an unusual game by Brisbane. They took on Ace and killed a team that, of course, out of the reckoning for the top eight. They kicked four goals, five in the first quarter, two behinds in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And then blew the game apart in the third quarter, kicking six goals to their opposition's one goal, but then were scoreless in the last quarter. So two blistering quarters of football was enough for Brisbane to secure their place in the top four. So moving forward, they'll want to obviously put in a four-quarter consistent effort, but enough to win the game, obviously.
Yeah, I agree.
The other one is Richmond versus Hawthorne. Well, Hawthorne Football Club clinched the McLellan Trophy and a $1 million prize with their late win. And it's awarded for having the best regular season record combining their men's and women's sides. And the results had a big impact on the finals, with Hawthorne now hosting Brisbane, and Richmond will have to travel to face Port Adelaide.
Yeah, the Hawks kicked three late goals to seal the match. Richmond defended really, really well. It was a really dour affair, but the Hawks just good enough to have that late surge. So the Hawks, well done, winning the McLelland, secured second spot.
Yeah. It's real good. And the other one is Port Adelaide versus GWS Giants. The experience of Port forward Kirsty and Lamb was crucial to this result. She snapped the opening goal of the final term. Then she won a free kick and quickly kicked into space for the strong lead of Gemma Uten, who marked and kicked the winning goal. And GWS Giants can hold their heads high after this game and have set an encouraging example of hard work.
Yeah, a disappointing loss for GWS. I feel sorry for them. Heartbreaking loss. Port Adelaide did it the hard way. That goal that Houghton scored was the first time that Port Adelaide were leading, so they left the best till last.
Yeah. Okay, the other one's Fremantle versus Western Bulldogs. Versatile Fremantle recruit Tanisha Kikoak has been a very impressive as a replacement forward target for the injured Ain Tai or Onya. Onya Tai. She showcased her booming kick with a set and shot goal from beyond 40 metres, and Alice Edmonds as well dominated the ruck contest for the Bulldogs with a game high of 34 hitouts. But Fremantle star ruck Mim Strom was more effective in general play.
The Western Bulldogs started off really positively. They led at quarter time, but only added one goal for the rest of the game. So they faded, their midfield was overwhelmed. So a good tune-up for Fremantle as well as they embark on another finals campaign.
100%. I'm just happy Western Bulldogs were not go less in the last round. But well, thank you guys for your thoughts. And now in a new segment for the AFLW finals, we have Vanessa's AFLW Spanish report for all our Hispanic viewers and listeners nationally and abroad.
Hola y bienvenidos a todos nuestros amigos de habla hispana en Australia y de afana en los Estados Unidos desde el Multicultural AFLW Football Show en Melbourne. Este es nuestro especial en español para las próximas 4 semanas, cubriendo las fases finales de la AFLW. La última semana de partidos en casa y fuera de casa de la AFLW antes de las finales proporcionó mucha intriga de cara a los partidos de las finales del próximo fin de semana. Los resultados de los partidos vieron cambios en la tabla de posiciones de la AFLW que permitieron a Essendon participar en la fase final con una contundente victoria sobre los Carlton Blues, y aunque Richmond perdió ante Hawthorn, se mantuvo en séptima posición, mientras que Hawthorn se aseguró el segundo puesto en la tabla de posiciones. La pregunta sigue siendo, ¿quién va a vencer a North Melbourne por el primer puesto después de que pasara toda la temporada sin ser derrotados y terminaran en lo más alto de la clasificación? La semana pasada, el viernes por la noche, Adelaide logró contener a un decidido Geelong para ganar por un estrecho margen de 4 puntos. El sábado, Melbourne ofreció un gran espectáculo con la esperanza de llegar a la fase final, pero no lo consiguió, aunque venció por 47 puntos a Collingwood. Sydney demolió a West Coast por 46 puntos, mientras que North Melbourne aplastó a Gold Coast por 63 puntos y terminó la temporada regular invicto. Essendon venció fácilmente a Carlton por 36 puntos y se ganó un puesto en la fase final. El domingo, Brisbane se impuso a St Kilda por 27 puntos. Hawthorn arrolló a Richmond con 4 goles en el último cuarto para ganar por 23 puntos y Fremantle venció a los Western Bulldogs por 14 puntos. El auténtico thriller de la semana se vivió en el Alberton Oval en Adelaide, donde Port Adelaide logró imponerse a los GWS Giants por un solitario punto. Los últimos 8 clasificados son, desde el puesto 1, North Melbourne, Hawthorn, Brisbane, Adelaide, Fremantle, Port Adelaide, Richmond y en la 8ª posición Essendon, lo que hace que el próximo fin de semana sea la primera ronda de partidos de la fase final. El viernes 8 de noviembre, North Melbourne se enfrenta a Adelaide en la primera final de las clasificaciones a las 7:15 Australian Eastern Daylight Time desde Lycon Park. El sábado 9 de noviembre, Fremantle se enfrentará en la primera final eliminatoria a las 4 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time en el Fremantle Oval. El domingo 10 de noviembre, Hawthorn se enfrenta a Brisbane en la segunda final clasificatoria a la 1:05 Australian Daylight Time desde el Icon Park. Este partido será transmitido en el idioma español desde el Icon. Escúchalo en la aplicación de la AFL con el comentarista Eddie Guerrero y la host del Footy Show, Vanessa Gatica. No te lo pierdas, escucha AFLW en tu idioma. Y la segunda final eliminatoria entre Port Adelaide y Richmond a las 2:35 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time desde el Alberton Oval. Eso es todo lo que tengo para ti esta semana. Asegúrate de seguir nuestro Footy TV Show en CTV Plus y las transmisiones de diversidad lingüística de NBC de las finales de AFLW en la aplicación de la AFL. Soy Vanessa Gatica. Disfruten de Aussie Rules. Hasta la semana que viene. Adiós.
Thank you, Vanessa. And we will be back with our finals previews for the weekend right after this break, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the longest running multicultural AFL footy program in Australia. George, how do you see the finals week one matches happening on the weekend?
It promises to be an exciting final series. It's North Melbourne kicking it off against Adelaide. So it's first versus fourth. Now, interestingly, these two sides only played off last round, whereas North Melbourne travelling to Adelaide and recording a hard-fought 8-point win. Adelaide were very wasteful that day, kicking 4 goals, 9. So they're going to look to improve their accuracy. They'll need to contain the likes of Jasmine Garner and Ash Riddell, who have been the stars, not only of the North Melbourne Football Club, but the competition as a whole. North Melbourne hosting there at Icon Park. This is going to be a really difficult match for Adelaide. So I'm going to tip North Melbourne. I still have them as the premiership favourites, despite my side, Hawthorn, doing so well. We'll talk about them in a moment, but your thoughts, Liz?
Well, I'm going for North. They have been in sparkling form and beat the Crows in Adelaide, just as you said, a few weeks ago. And Adelaide's class midfielder, Danielle Ponta, was carried off with a rolled ankle. So against the Cats, so they will hope she's right for this trip, for these ones.
Yeah, I think even with the history, the second time they met before 2024, it was in North Melbourne's favour. But Crows, I don't know what kind of strategy they need to put. Probably they need to put more pressure on the midfield itself, stopping the midfielders with the likes of Tripodi, Garner, Craven. They need to put more pressure, but I don't know how, because they are just unstoppable. And once their midfield get the ball, they just give a very long kick to their forward. So North Melbourne for me, but hoping to see more efforts from the Adelaide Crows this time.
Mind you, that's a game that's being held on Friday, the 8th of November. The next game, Saturday, the 9th of November, Fremantle go head-to-head with Essendon. So it's 5th versus 8th. These two sides met round once. It's been a very long time between drinks for both sides. And it was Fremantle defeating Essendon. Bonnie Toogood, who is a key player for Essendon, as we spoke about before, she's missing from this game, which is a big blow for the Bombers. I would expect Fremantle to dominate on their home turf. So it's been a good run for Essendon, but it all comes to an end this weekend, unfortunately.
Yeah. You mentioned about Bonnie Toogood, the injury. So we'll go for Freer for this one. They have won 3 in a row, although against lower-ranked teams. They also did beat the Bombers, though, in Melbourne by over 40 points back in August.
Yeah, that's right. But Essendon played without Toogood and Steph Wales, their ruck, the last round, round 10. So they did still manage to beat Carlton, but we know Carlton is not as strong as Fremantle, their opponent this time. So I think it's going to be a tight contest. Again, it comes to the midfield. And they have, the last time they in round 10, they had 9 scores and there were 9 different contributors. Oh, okay. So I believe Essendon can still have this win. I probably will go in favour of Essendon by 1 point.
Oh, in a very, very close one, Rajvi. Right, that's a good call. On Sunday, it's the Hawks taking on Brisbane, 2nd versus 3rd. What more can you say about the Hawks? It's been an outstanding season by them. making the finals for the first time in their history. So they're only in their third season. Yeah. So wonderful achievement. In their earlier clash against Brisbane Lions, which was way back in round five, a lot has happened since then, of course. It was Brisbane being the dominant side. They won that match by 27 points. Not that I expect them to defeat Hawthorn by that margin.
Yeah.
I'm tipping the Hawks to have a win. They're on their home ground. They've played well at Icon Park all year. And there's a doubt about Brisbane's All-Australian Sophie Conway, who hurt her shoulder in the dying previous game. So Brisbane will be anxious to see how she pulls up. But for me, the Hawks will be too strong.
Mm. I'm with you. This should be an entertaining, high-scoring contest between two informed teams with this one.
Yeah, and Hawthorn, yes, the history speaks in favour of Brisbane Lions. But as you touched on, George, Hawthorn are really flying high this time. And the Brisbane Lions' performance in the last round was very funny, like you mentioned. They performed only in the first and the third quarter, and while Hawthorn are very consistent with their performance. So Hawthorn for me as well.
And the final of the round, it's Port taking on Richmond. So it's sixth versus seventh. Again, you can't read too much into previous form, but it was the Tigers defeating Port by 21 points. Port Adelaide being the home side will have obviously the home ground advantage, Elberton Oval. We haven't seen too many games being played there, so I think Port Adelaide still should be too strong for a Richmond team that have been gallant all season, but they won't have enough firepower in my view.
Well, this is going to be, I think, a very close game. I'm going for Port. They all have been in much better form lately, winning their last six games, although mostly against lower ranked teams. Contrast with Richmond, whose last three games saw two losses and draw, but they did face top eight teams. And I think this will be a tough battle for them too.
Yeah, it's not strong form, Rajbir.
It's not. And they are playing with Sarah Hosking, I believe. And Port Adelaide, they have changed their strategy. Their forwards are doing really well. I think Port Adelaide, or it could be a draw. We'll see if this goes into the extra time. Well, that was a good wrap. Thanks both. George, did you mention North Melbourne will win the premiership? Do you still believe that? And do you think they will have the first loss in the finals week one?
No, I've been a big fan of theirs for the last couple of years. Brisbane have a fantastic finals record. They've been magnificently coached by Craig Starcevich. But this North Melbourne side, they've been knocking on the door for a long time. And they've been clearly head and shoulders above the rest of the competition. And they should be too strong, as I touched on before, too strong for Adelaide. And they're miles ahead of the other teams, in my belief. Obviously, there's still four quarters to be played, so I could be wrong, but it's a big ask for an interstate team to take on North Melbourne. And
it would be a big upset if they lost.
If they lost. Yeah. But do you have any favourite for the premiership, Liz?
Well, going for Brisbane, actually.
And our live NEMBC AFLW match broadcast of the second qualifying final in the Spanish language comes from Icon Park at 1:05 Australian Eastern Daylight Time on 10th of November between Hawthorn and Brisbane Lions with TV panel hosts Vanessa Gatica and Eddie Guerrero live on the AFL app. And now this brings to my tip selection for the finals week one. And those are North Melbourne, Essendon, Hawthorn, Port Adelaide. Well, that's all we have for this week. You can also watch us in Adelaide on Channel 44 Friday evenings and online at CTV Plus. You are listening to this podcast on the Community Radio Network. The AFL Diversity News in 9 languages will resume with next year's AFL season. I am Rajbir Ghumman.
I'm Liz Honey.
And I'm George Gracias.
Thank you for being with us. And we shall see you next week with more reviews and previews from the AFLW competition.